This is ABC News Daily. I'm Sam Hawley. Australia's taken a reputational hit on the international stage in recent years, mainly due to our stance on climate change that's lagged behind most other developed nations. Now it's up to Anthony Albanese to fix it and to take on China as it seeks to push its way into the affairs of Pacific nations. Today, Insider's host David Spears on our new Prime Minister's first outing on the world stage and the mounting challenges he faces. David Spears, Anthony Albanese, he's really hit the ground running. No sooner had he been elected, but he was on a plane off overseas.
Yeah, hit the ground, flying, I suppose. But
yes.
It's pretty unusual for a trip like this to happen so quickly after a Prime Minister was sworn in, and arguably the swearing-in had to be hurried up to accommodate this meeting. Everybody knew its importance. But it did give Anthony Albanese an immediate opportunity to look prime ministerial. And in many ways, that's a dream start for him to, you know, have the command of the office, to be on the Prime Minister's plane, and then to be standing alongside President Biden as well as the leaders of Japan and India, and talking about, you know, such serious stuff as they do around that Quad meeting table. The threat of China and climate change and all of these issues. And I've got to say, they all looked very warm and welcoming towards the new Australian leader. So I don't think this could have gone any better for Anthony Albanese.
How did he perform with these leaders, with people like Joe Biden, for instance?
Look, I thought particularly with Joe Biden, things did look very warm, very friendly, very affable. There were some jokes between the two of them. There was plenty of, you know, physical contact, back slapping and arm holding.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, welcome. I know you've been on the job a long time.
You know, arm around the shoulders. So all the images were very, very friendly, very positive.
Like I said, you got on a plane, you were sworn in, got in a plane, and if you fall asleep while you're here, it's okay. Because I don't know how you're doing.
There are some parallels, some similarities between the two, and I think we will see a pretty close relationship now between these two leaders.
You're a brave man.
I am.
Climate change, was that mentioned much?
Look, by Anthony Albanese, it was mentioned as often as he could mention it. In the Quad meeting, in his individual meetings with the other leaders, in his press conferences as well, he sees Anthony Albanese, his government's more ambitious approach on climate change compared to the Morrison government, as a real strength for Australia on the world stage. He believes this will improve our international standing with the Biden administration, with European leaders, with Pacific Islands as well. And he's probably right about that. The reality is, we all know it, Australia has been heavily criticised in international fora for some time for being seen as a laggard on climate change. So the arrival of the Albanese government and a more ambitious climate policy certainly provides an opportunity to improve and fix some of those impressions.
Today was also an opportunity for myself as the new Australian Prime Minister to indicate Australia's changed position on climate. That has been welcomed by these three nations in the Quad, and they've welcomed it because it will strengthen what is an important issue in the Indo-Pacific.
Okay, so it's his first trip overseas. He's rubbed shoulders with Joe Biden and other world leaders. That's a pretty good look for a new prime minister. And he's focused heavily on climate change. You mentioned Scott Morrison there. I mean, how big a shift is this now on the world stage in terms of that topic?
Well, it's a shift in terms of the policy substance. The 2050 net zero by 2050 commitment is the same. The 2030 position from Labor, of course, is more ambitious, a 43% target. It's not as ambitious as Joe Biden's 50%, and it's certainly not as ambitious as the UK and some European countries that have gone a lot further than that. But it is a step forward. But it's more than, I think, just the percentage here and the specific policy. It's the weight that the Albanese government wants to give to climate change, the seriousness compared to the Morrison government. That was very clear that the likes of Boris Johnson, who's, of course, a Conservative leader in the UK, and Joe Biden as well, were critical of Australia not doing more to press for more ambitious outcomes, particularly at that Glasgow summit.
It is the developing world that is bearing the brunt of catastrophic climate change in the form of hurricanes and fires and floods. And yet it's the developed world that over 200 years has put the carbon in the atmosphere. And so it really is up to us to help them.
There was certainly a perception internationally that Australia, under the Liberals and most recently under Scott Morrison, just weren't treating this seriously enough.
What else does he need to repair? We had a pretty rocky ride there with the French, for instance.
I have a lot of respect for your country. I have a lot of respect and a lot of friendship for your people.
You think he lied to you?
I don't think. I know.
When it comes to the French, this was, obviously a big negative in our foreign relations when that submarine deal with the French was scrapped. And you remember Emmanuel Macron, of course, saying that he didn't think he knew that Scott Morrison had lied to him. And those comments that were made so publicly from the French president were incredibly damaging to Scott Morrison, I think, at a domestic political level. Certainly hurt his lead up to the campaign, feeding into a lot of the perceptions that the Prime Minister was a liar. We had others calling him a bully and so on. But on the international stage, we know this created a lot of trouble as well. Yes, deals have to be broken sometimes, but the way this was handled, it certainly raised concerns, not just with the French, but with the Americans and others as well.
And the outgoing French foreign minister, he seemed pretty pleased that Scott Morrison was gone, saying it suited him very well, in fact.
I cannot help but say the defeat of the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison suits me very well. Because the actions taken against France at the time were brutal and cynical, and I find it tempting to say a form of notorious incompetence.
So I suppose they'll be, looking forward to talking to Anthony Albanese, but I gather nothing on that front will actually change in terms of that submarine deal.
No, we're not about to go back to the French in terms of a new submarine deal, but there may be other projects. I think this is more about a new leader, a fresh face, a fresh opportunity.
Any fresh diplomacy needed elsewhere?
Well, there's the relationship with China, which looms as the most difficult of foreign policy challenges for the new prime minister. There's no doubt about it. We know that Albanese shares the similar view of China as Morrison. That is, that this is China's fault, that we have this problem in the relationship right now, that Australia's in the deep freeze, that we have all these Chinese sanctions on Australian commodities, wheat, barley, wine, the list is very long, as we know. Certainly, Anthony Albanese believes that it's China that has changed under Xi Jinping, that this is not Australia's doing, and he's not about to concede any ground to the demands that China has made in terms of its grievances with Australia. Nonetheless, there is the great problem here of not just the economic and the trade impact of this difficult relationship, but the prospect of things deteriorating further on the security outlook, and that leading to more Chinese presence in our region, particularly the Pacific, and that's something that he needs to do all he can to address. So, yes, this remains the most difficult challenge on the foreign policy front.
And on the Pacific, I mean, what's changed there? What can change with Anthony Albanese in place? We know that Scott Morrison, for instance, didn't have a great relationship with some of the Pacific leaders.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, in fairness, he did, but clearly with the Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Sogavare, he did not. Look, can Anthony Albanese improve that? I don't know. He does have some modest offerings in terms of improving things with the Pacific. He's promised more foreign aid spending in the Pacific. He's promised more help with protecting fisheries in the Pacific, which is a big deal for many of these tiny nations. And he's promised this defence training school in Australia to help the Pacific as well in terms of their own security forces. So there are some offerings there. But look, it's hard to say whether that is going to solve these sorts of problems and the lure that the Solomons and others have when it comes to China and what it's offering.
And what do you think, Spiezy? Do you think Australia's standing on the world stage, its reputation, will change, alter in any way under Anthony Albanese?
I think there's the potential for Australia's standing on the world stage to be improved by a new Prime Minister who is taking a more ambitious stance on climate change in particular. There's the opportunity to reset relations with the French, but the difficulty remains China. And I don't think it's clear whether Anthony Albanese will be able to improve relations with China or will want to be seen to be softening at all in relations with China. We know he won't want that. So this remains the great challenge for Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong.
David Spears is the host of Insiders. As Australia seeks to reset its relationship with the Pacific, China's foreign minister is also visiting the region, seeking to pressure 10 island nations to sign up to a new policing and cybersecurity deal. This episode was produced and mixed by Chris Dengate. Additional production by Sydney Peed and Flint Duxfield. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. Over the weekend, catch This Week with Linda Mottram, where she'll be discussing the election fallout and Penny Wong's trip to Fiji. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.